Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the evolving political landscape here in Malaysia. Anwar Ibrahim has been granted an audience with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong this Tuesday. Now, this will allow him the opportunity to present documentation to back his claim of having majority parliamentary support to form a new government. Joining us on the line now, we have Rais Hussein, member of the Supreme Council for Bersatu, the party of the Prime Minister. Good evening, Rais. Welcome back to the show. Now, Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, has he lost his parliamentary majority?
Let me on the offset say two things. Number one, I'm no longer in the Supreme Council of Bersatu, but I am Bersatu member. And number two, about the claims and counterclaims and claims and counterclaims, I can go in about three times a vicious cycle of claims and counterclaims. Only the person who are claiming knows what he's talking about. So really, we do not know exactly what it is until the meeting takes place with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong.
But to your knowledge right now, does the Prime Minister still have the majority of Parliament support?
From what we hear, from what I know, I can clearly say that he still enjoys the majority, given the fact that GPS has come out and said solidly behind Tan Sri. The PAS has said the same thing. UMNO, by and large, have said the same thing. Bersatu have said the same thing. And most in the coalition have said the same thing, except an exception for one or two confusing statements by the UMNO president, who saying and sending confusing signals. But apart from that, it doesn't look like Tan Sri has lost the majority.
Rais, let's look at this question of the majority. Now, if the Prime Minister's majority is intact, as you said, it was a slim majority to begin with, shouldn't he try to prove that, either by allowing for or encouraging a vote of confidence in his government? Wouldn't that be the surest way of putting to rest the question of his, both his legitimacy as well as the majority?
I think the recurrent theme of legitimacy of the government has been sort of proven during the earlier parliamentary sessions, when most of the bills that has to be passed has been passed, albeit a small majority. My view is that we are facing a troika of challenges. Pandemic, as you know, we have vaccine not in a near sight at all. Then we have economy, global economy situation. We are going to be affected quite badly because we are a trading nation. And then the political conundrum. I think for a time being, as what Anthony Locke, my colleague in DAP, have said very clearly, perhaps there should be a ceasefire so that there can be a focus on rebuilding the country, facing the pandemic, facing the economic situation. And then when the time comes, let's fight back. So,
but Rais, has in fact the current administration acted in a way that's consistent with that view of kind of bringing everybody together? Just a case in point, the National Security Council held a meeting on Saturday and excluded the Pakatan Harapan governments of Selangor, Negeri Sembilan and Penang, two states of which are the powerhouses of the country's economy. The fact that they've excluded the Pakatan Harapan states, does it say something about the thinking of the current administration?
I think that is very wrong. I think we are facing this pandemic together, whether you are PH or PN or BN or MN or whatever, and we are facing it together. The coronavirus doesn't know how to differentiate between PN, MN, BN, PH, whatever, right? So we need to be mindful of that circumstance and situation. Obviously, there are some anger among the people that whatever happened in Sabah got extended to Malaysia, Peninsula, and therefore there are things happening. I just came back from Klang, just rushed to give some groceries to my mom, and she asked me a very simple question. Why are this happening? We almost came out of it. So yeah, we almost came out of it, but some people are not patient enough, impatient to get things done, and therefore the rest of Malaysians have to endure the situation. I think I'm appealing, whoever listening to this, I'm appealing, especially the political masters, please, for God's sake, for Malaysia's sake, for the people's sake, enough of politics for some time, ceasefire. Anthony Lok came up with some ideas. I think the Parti Muda, the young group, came up with some ideas.
Right.
Let us consolidate and sit down and discuss and see what we can do, prioritize what we need to do.
It sounds like you are in support of this Pause Malaysia campaign.
I am in support of anything that is for Malaysia and for the many. It can be from anyone, because truth is truth. You cannot run away from truth. So, again, what Sadiq has been talking about, the three things, I've been tweeting about that so many, many months ago. And I keep on saying that our focus must remain to overcome the pandemic first, the economy first. Look, people are losing jobs. Unemployment and underemployment among the youth is very high. We have serious issues here.
Yeah, and I think everybody agrees with you, but it seems like the political elites still don't operate on that basis and are very confrontational. What can the current administration do, both not just to strengthen its own hold on power, but also kind of reach out to the other side of the aisle in order to stabilize the situation? Concrete steps to actually form some sort of national consensus. What would that look like?
I think we need to reach or enter ego-free zone among all the political masters across the aisle. And then for once, as I always say, look at what people, not want, what people need. Last time I used to talk about what people want, now what people need. We are in dire straits. We know that. I mean, you look at our debt levels, it's going up. The moratorium was taken. I've been encouraging for the 3 months moratorium on the loans to be extended, but that has not happened. Now, look, people on the ground are suffering. People on the ground are losing jobs. People on the ground, and at this peak of the time, you want to start again politicking and all that. So I think let's be statesmen. A good political statesman.
Right.
I think, and I'm quoting Anthony Lok many times because he reached out just after I talked about these things. Anthony Lok reached out or given a public interview. Everybody knows that. Sadiq, 2-3 days ago, talked about this as well.
Should Anwar Ibrahim desist? Do you think Anwar Ibrahim should not meet the Agong and not present his numbers?
I think Dato' Sri Anwar is a very magnanimous person. He has agreed to cooperate to liberate the country from the kleptocrats, despite whatever happened to him in the past. He's a magnanimous guy, and I think his magnanimity will eventually guide him. Sometimes, you know, when you have people around you telling you this, that, things goes out of hand. But I know Dato' Sri Anwar is not the type of person who puts him first. And I think, coming back to the numbers again, claims, counterclaims. Now, who do we believe? Now, assuming Dato' Sri Anwar provides that particular numbers to YDPA, and we also know we have the public declaration of support from GPS, from PAS, from most of UMNO, if not all, from Bersatu and all the other members in the coalition. So what? Go through the whole process of interviewing one by one. We do not need political instability at this time.
Right.
There is a time to fight. There is a time to reconcile. There is a time to put people first.
Okay, right.
Let us...
Yes, sorry to interrupt you, but we are running out of time, and I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I hope your mother is safe in Klang under the CMCO. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Let us pray for all the Malaysians to be safe.
Thank you very much.
And on that note, that's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.